AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Stocks are on the rebound in midday trading after yesterday's sell-off based on inflation news. Here's our Seth Soutell.
Conditions calm a bit on Wall Street. The S&P 500 was 0.5% higher and Treasury yields eased after shooting upward a day earlier on expectations that interest rates could stay high for longer than expected.
A number of big companies are coming in with stronger than expected profit reports like Sony, Lyft, and DaVita. Lyft drivers and those for Uber are striking today in some major cities. They're trying to pressure rideshare companies into better pay and benefits. A Democrat won the U.S. House seat in New York State, vacated by the expulsion of Republican George Santos. Here's our Julie Walker.
Republicans' thin margin in Congress gets thinner now that Democrat Tom Suozzi wins the New York race to succeed George Santos.
It's time to move beyond the petty partisan bickering and the finger pointing.
Three-time former congressman beating local Republican lawmaker Mazi Pilip. Audio courtesy WABC.
The leader of Egypt and Turkey. The leaders of Egypt and Turkey meet in Cairo to rally support for growing calls for Israel to stop the war in Gaza. Our Karen Chamas has more on the fighting.
As Israel continues to strike the embattled enclave, Palestinians in the southern Gaza town of Khan Yunis have begun evacuating the main hospital. Weeks of heavy fighting isolated the medical facility and claimed the lives of several people inside.
Reports from Washington, D.C. of a gunman holed up in a neighborhood. Three police officers have been shot, but they are expected to recover. Chiefs fans are gathered in downtown Kansas City, a sea of red, to celebrate their Super Bowl winning team. The weather's cheering them on too, with temperatures in the 60s. This is AP News. An observance today for the 17 victims of the Parkland, Florida High School massacre on this date in 2018. The parents of victim Joaquin Oliver used AI to make a phone message for members of Congress who still haven't passed significant gun control.
The thing is, I died that day in Parkland. My body was destroyed by a weapon of war. I'm back today because my parents used AI to recreate my voice to call you. Other victims like me will be calling too, again and again, to demand action. How many calls will it take for you to care?
The Japanese Space Agency says an unmanned spacecraft that landed on the moon last month has captured and transmitted data that analyzes 10 lunar rocks. That's a greater than expected achievement and can help provide clues about the origin of the moon. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.